Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries from the highest places of the city, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who is void of understanding," she says to him, "come, eat some of my bread, drink some of the wine which I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and live. Walk in the way of understanding." He who corrects a mocker invites insult. He who reproves a wicked man invites abuse. Do not reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Instruct a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied. The years of your life will be increased. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you mock, you alone will bear it. The foolish woman is loud, undisciplined, and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call to those who pass by, who go straight on their ways, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." As for him who is void of understanding, she says to him, "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is pleasant." But he doesn't know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol.